The Lansing Lugnuts, the capital city's minor league baseball team, are into their 18th season playing at Michigan and Cedar and around the Midwest League. As the end of the first half of the regular season approaches this Sunday, the Lugnuts are under 500, 31-35 so far in the division. But our next guest assures me that the second half really matters, too. Here to update the fortunes of Lansing's professional baseball franchise and to look at what lay ahead is owner, Lugnuts owner, Tom Dixon. Nice to see you.
Morning, Mark.
So in single A, the first half of the season is one event, and the second half of the season is another event. How does that work?
Well, I think probably the genesis of it is to keep people interested in teams that aren't very good.
Okay.
So
it's a forgiving way to...
Forgiving league. So if you have a bad first half, and frankly, it makes sense in minor league baseball because these kids develop tremendously during the season.
Right.
In fact, our team is very young, and they're okay in the first half, but there's a lot of 18-year-old kids on the team, and chances are we'll actually be pretty good in the second half. So that's why they do it. They split the seasons, and even if you do poorly in the first half, you get a chance of getting in the playoffs if you do well in the second half.
The Lugnuts just launched its 18th season with you as the owner. Looking back on this Lansing chapter, what's it been like? Has it been worth it?
Well, my hair's gone gray. I look back at the pictures on when Sherry and I actually started this thing in 96. It's been great. I mean, that's a loaded question. I could talk for hours about the experience, but
you've stuck it out. You've been here 18 years. That says something.
That says something right off the bat. And I think there's a lot of people that thought we wouldn't, but it's been a great experience. And frankly, it's been pretty much what we hoped for.
As a team owner, Tom, what are some of the top vital signs, the metrics that you pay closest attention to, say on a weekly basis at least? I imagine attendance is way, way, way up.
Attendance,
yeah,
because
okay.
it drives everything. You know, obviously, if you're getting people to come to the ballpark, then you're selling them tickets, you're selling them hot dogs, you're selling them a beer, and that attracts sponsors who are interested in having successful franchises with people there. So it's really all about getting people to come to the ballpark.
What's just below that, though? Is it the fan experience? Is it salaries? Is it overhead, light bills? What is it?
Well, you know, even though it seems like it's a sport, at the end of the day, it's a business, just like any other business. So, you know, you look at revenue on one side and you look at expenses on the other side. Our biggest expense is our salaries, obviously, our people. Below that are... You know, the ballpark itself. You know, we lease the ballpark from the city, and that's a big expense, and we have a lot of expenses in maintaining the ballpark. So, you know, we look at both sides of it. The revenue is primarily driven by ticket sales, is number one. Then you've got food sales, number two, and you've got sponsorship sales, and you got retail sales. We sell a lot of Lugnuts merchandise over there.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the four drivers from a revenue side. And then from an expense side, as I say, it's predominantly salaries, health insurance, it's all the things that any other business person has to deal with.
How much variation is there among the salaries? It's another planet from the major leagues, I presume.
Are you talking player salaries?
From your highest paid player to your lowest paid player. Is there a lot of territory there?
Well, the interesting thing in affiliated minor league baseball, which is obviously we're affiliated with the major leagues, so I refer to affiliated major league baseball as different from independent baseball.
Okay.
We don't pay the player salaries. The player salaries are paid for by the major league team. So the Toronto Blue Jays, in our case, actually are paying the salaries of the players who play here.
Okay.
We pay them a percent of ticket revenue to compensate them for that. But the actual salaries, the players are drafted and paid for by the major league team.
But do they run? Is there a lot of territory between your highest paid player and your lowest?
Oh, yeah.
There is.
Oh, yeah. Significant. It's kind of interesting. The actual monthly salaries of minor league baseball players are fixed at the different levels. So the base salaries are not different. They're the same. But there are huge signing bonuses for some of these guys.
No kidding.
Oh, huge. I mean, if you're a top round draft pick in minor league baseball, now you could make anywhere from $5 to $10 million signing bonus.
My gosh.
As an 18-year-old.
Okay. Yeah. Graham Couch of the Lansing State Journal recently described your business as unforgiving. Is he right?
It's a business you got to stay on top of. I mean, it is a little bit. You got to keep the, you know, our primary objective is to keep the experience of coming to the games just fabulous for people. You know, you've got to have a nice ballpark. It's got to be clean. The entertainment's got to be good. The food prices have got to be fair. The food's got to be good. I don't know if I would call it unforgiving, but you know, like any customer related business, you got to keep the experience really top notch to keep people coming back.
And also in Graham's LSJ article, he presented it as if it's a great deal more competitive in 2013 than it was when you bought the franchise in 1996. Is it just a lot more sophisticated, you think, in 18 years?
Well, the industry has become much more sophisticated. It used to be you could buy these teams for way less than you can today. they'd become much more expensive, for one thing, and that has attracted probably a more sophisticated ownership group. The ballparks are way more sophisticated than they used to be. The ownership groups are more sophisticated. There's probably more competition for people's dollars. So yeah, in many ways, it has gotten more sophisticated.
Let's talk about the ticket buyer's experience at Cooley Law School Stadium. I'm led to believe that always needs to be evolving. Is that what you're looking at in the off season? Is just ways to tweak that and make it more appealing to put down the money for a Lugnuts ticket?
Yes. We're constantly looking at ways to make the experience better.
How has it changed?
Well, it starts with the facility. It's probably, when I come to town, the thing I'm watching the most is what's going on with the facility over there. Is it starting to show signs of age? Are some of our venues getting tired? Do they need to be renovated? Does the ballpark need an infusion of capital? The physical plant is very important. Mm-hmm. You've just got to maintain it, and the experience that goes along with it. If you're bringing 1,000 employees out for a picnic in right field, that picnic venue has got to look great, because we're competing with 100 other places that people
options.
Could go.
Yeah.
Right. So the facility itself is number one, and then number two is just the show that we put on. From the minute people, what we like to say, from the minute people park their car to the minute they leave, what's the experience? Are they greeted pleasantly when they walk up to buy a ticket? Are they greeted pleasantly when they walk in the door? Does a ticket taker come up and say, "Can I help you find your seat?"
Mm-hmm.
When they go up to buy a beer or a hot dog, are they getting a good product? And it just goes on and on. As they're sitting watching the game, we can't control the game itself, but we can control everything around the game, the music, what's happening between innings, how people are treated. So all of that is very, very important too.
Not unlike a ton of other businesses, really.
Not at all.
Not who serve the public.
Not at all. There's a lot of things you could do with your money. You go to a movie, you go to a Michigan State game, you could go to the lake, you could stay home and watch a movie on TV. We've got to make the experience of coming to a game something that motivates people to want to come out and do it.
Were you hit by the recession hard? I mean, were those did the recession manifest itself in lower ticket sales for Lugnuts games?
A little bit. Yeah, we felt it. And as you know better than anybody, Michigan went into this recession probably a little bit earlier than the rest of the country. We started feeling it before people were feeling it nationally.
The lost decade.
Yeah, it was. Fortunately, it didn't hit us as hard as I think some folks, because our ticket prices are relatively inexpensive, and in some cases we were a low cost option for people who maybe didn't want to take a trip or couldn't afford to take a vacation that summer. They can stay in town and go to a Lugnuts game. So we felt a little bit at suite level, for example, where we rely on bigger companies to bring folks out and entertain. Those companies were feeling it, and therefore they cut back on their spending. We felt it a little bit there, but we've seen a big rebound in that area in particular. So we're feeling pretty good about how things are headed now.
You and your spouse, Sherry Myers, own a team in Alabama.
Yes.
You own, it's the two?
Yes, correct.
Okay, it's the two. How are the operations similar? How are they different?
The most interesting difference between the two are just the two communities.
Oh, without a doubt.
The difference between Michigan and Montgomery, Alabama.
I thought you would say that first, to tell you the truth. Yeah.
It's just amazing, living in one country and doing business in two markets that are that that vastly difference has really been an interesting experience. People are people, but cultures are very different and politics are very different and so forth. So the thing that we had to get used to more than anything is just doing business in a different city, in a different region. But beyond that, you know, it's the same business.
Yeah.
We built a new ballpark there. It's newer. We built that ballpark in 2004. It's a beautiful place. It was built into an old train station. So we kept the guts of the train station and built this new ballpark around it.
How about
that? So it's absolutely a stunning facility and also doing quite well.
This has been a lot of fun. Thanks for joining us. Tom Dixon is the owner of the Lansing Lugnuts. Go Nuts.
Thanks for having me on.